urge you to come back and be with us every opportunity that you have. And we surely do appreciate the good words of Brother Charlie. And Brother Charlie, let me assure you that many, many prayers were uttered to God on your behalf, and we know God answers prayers. And I'd prayed so fervently that I'd be able to see him sit where he's sitting today and get up and make those announcements today. And we are thrilled over that, and we're grateful indeed for that. Then as I look out over the audience, and I see so many of you who are weeping today, I don't know about you, but as we were looking at the screen a little while ago and saw all these different people who have this past week, had to experience death, and especially now today for the Taylor family. And we want you to know we appreciate your being here. Just look at the whole group, just about all of them are here. And we want to be with them, do all we can today to encourage them and lift them up. And we're thankful that God has blessed us with a family like O'Neill. The flood came. God washed out the earth as far as wickedness is concerned. There's a man whose name is Noah who found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the Bible tells us that after the flood, that God wanted now these people to be moved. He told them to go and go throughout and scatter yourself across the earth. Replenish the earth. And the Bible says they began to multiply. I cannot quite understand and cannot ascertain exactly how long it was before we have the events of Genesis chapter 11. Remember in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, that God told them, go, leave, scatter yourself out. And we find something to happen. They went into a place called Shinar, which really is Babylon. And you know what they decided to do? They wanted to build a tower, and that tower to reach up into the heavens. They wanted to weatherproof the bricks. Perhaps maybe a thought that maybe if there is another flood, they'd be protected thereof. And they're beginning to build this tower. And notice what the Bible says. They said one to another, go let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. That they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go let us build us a city. Let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name. What? Unless we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. God had told them, go. Go on the whole face of the earth. Be scattered. He wanted the earth now to be repopulated. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they may have imagined to do. Let us, now God uses that expression, the Trinity, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Why? They couldn't correspond with each other. Their language has been confounded. And they left off the building of Babel because the Lord confounded their language of all the earth, and from thence the Lord scattered them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Let us build us a tower. Oh, my friends, this expression is used so many times in the Bible, sometimes very good. It wasn't good here because God had told them, scatter yourself. And now then, He brings about that means of doing so. These people just simply didn't want to do what God said. They didn't believe in it. And as a result of such, they tried to build a city and a tower. But I want this morning, let us use that expression. Let us do some things ourselves in God's will, according to what He said. Throw off everything that hinders us from serving God. The Bible says in Galatians 5 and verse 7, you did run well. Who did hinder you from obeying the truth? There are people that can actually hinder us from doing what God wants us to do. And as a result of such, we will not be able to do what? What God says. Yes, in 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. Evil communications do corrupt good manners. Let us do what? Lay aside. Put it all, everything that hinders us from serving God. There are things that can hinder us. Look at all the world, the things of the world. John says in 1 John 2:15-17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God, that's the one that will abide forever. Number one, let's get it all. Lay it apart. Let us, everything that hinders us from serving God. Number two, let us decide what we're going to do. We're going to together walk according to the light of God's will. Remember in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. We were talking about that. O'Neill, what a wonderful record. O'Neill, what a wonderful congregation. When people are in need, what do? You respond. It's been tremendously encouraging to me to see people in the response to needs of others do so this past week and many other times. I want to tell you, my friend, that's when you're walking in the light, because you know the Word. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Yes, we need to know the truth, John 8:32, and stick to it. I had a fellow by the name of John Schaefer over at Weatherly. After he was converted, every time I'd see him practically come into the service, he'd say, Brother Guy, I want to hear the Word. I want to know the Word. I want to live by the Word. That was just common with him. Let's do that. Let's say, I want to know the Word. I want to live by the Word. I want to share the Word. Yes, let us walk in the light. These people in Genesis chapter 11 needed God, but didn't want to do His will. Are we like that? No. Surely not, because all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. No wonder Peter said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. I suggest to you in the second place, my friends, we need to know the will of God. Thirdly, let us go on to maturity. It's time for us to grow up. It's time for us to go on and be really mature in the kingdom of God. In 2 Peter 3, verse 18, but grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to whom be glory both now and forever. Amen. Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me. And Paul in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That creature needs to do what? Grow up. We need to be mature. Let us together encourage one another. Old people, young people, middle-aged people, we all need each other. Everybody does. Remember the woman that was taken in adultery in John chapter 8? Jesus forgave her, and we need to forgive each other. And then we need to, as Christ said to this woman, go and sin no more. Let us be builders together, and let us help each other. When somebody is in need, let's help. Let's share, and you do a good job of that. In Galatians 6, verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially them that are the household of faith. Yes, God's people come first, but we're going to do everything we can to help everybody who's in need as best that we possibly can. in Matthew 7:11, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. I'm telling you this morning, there are many in this congregation that are hurting. They need help. They need to be strengthened. Mothers, wives, husbands, and fathers, and grandmothers, grandfathers. Let us come together. And for those who are sick in body every day, pray to God for them. Those that are sick in their soul, who are weak, who falter, who fail, fall down, let us help them. Those who are in financial problems, those who have family problems, and those of us who have personal sins that we need help and courage from. And then there's sins in the families that many of you are bearing. I'm telling you this morning, when God said in Galatians 6, verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens, He means that's what He wants us to do. Let us do what God says, so we therefore fulfill the law of Christ. And I had to inject this one. Because I don't know about you, I wouldn't want to miss this service today for anything. I'm just so thankful to God that He's given me the health to be here. To hear Charlie speak, to hear Freddie to get up here and sing these beautiful songs that encourages us. You all working together, serving God. And you know what? Listen to what God says about our coming together. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promise. And let us, here it is, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Some were doing that. And God said, don't do that, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. I need that. You need that. All of us do. Where do we get it? No wonder God in His great love shows us how that the assembly is such an important place. And He wants us to come together to worship Him. But in the process of doing so, we will provoke one another into love and good works. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Where do we find that exhortation? Well, it's found in the assembly. That's why He's telling us, let us be here. We can be together. We can share together. And do God's will. Finally, let us be about the Master's business. The most important thing we have is doing the business of the Lord. John 9, verse 4, Jesus said, I must work the works of Him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man shall work. Did you know the time's coming when nobody is going to be working for the Lord here on this earth, because the earth is going to be destroyed. But then death comes for many. The end of their time when they could have served the Lord. Oh, how wonderful when people do serve the Lord. Because you see, by doing God's will, by obeying His will, we can be as God's children, doing God's will and serving King Jesus. I want to close this morning by telling you something that you know, but trying to tell you in such a way as it will impress you and help you. In the book of Revelation 14, verse 13, I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write. John, what did you hear? I heard. What did you hear, John? I heard a voice. John, where was that voice from? It was from heaven. What did that voice say? I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write. John said, that voice that I heard from heaven told me to write. John, what did that voice from heaven tell you to write? Here's what God wanted written down for you and me. blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Now here, listen. You got to be in the Lord to be able to look forward to this great blessing. But listen to it. It's written by the man that God told to write it. Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, they shall rest. I pause. Underline that word rest. They shall rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. That's what I want. That's what you want, isn't it? That's what we all want, Harold O'Neill. We want to die in the Lord. We want to be ready to meet the Lord because we believe the promise of the Lord. His promise is, there is rest for you, beloved, and all that you've done, your service of the Lord will then give you the right to the reward of faithfulness. Oh, my friend, if those people in Genesis 11, those people had just stuck with God, done what God told them, I want to tell you what, they would have been tremendously blessed. And I want to tell you, in conclusion, you and I have the best yet to come if we're living in Christ. Are you in Christ? Have you been baptized? You know that you're a person who's never even been baptized into Christ. Why not now? Why not be baptized? Why, Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. How about you as a child of God? Are you ready to die? Are you ready to meet the Lord? Promise that you cannot afford to miss. Promise to those of us who would just be faithful even to death. And then I will give them the crown of life, Revelation 2, verse 10. We're extending the invitation of Jesus Christ. It's His invitation. He's inviting you today. We hope and trust and pray that you'll obey Him while together we stand.